CNN, Iran rejects ceasefire after Trump announces Iran-Israel ceasefire. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 23, 2025. Iran has reportedly rejected a ceasefire between itself and Israel, claiming that it did not receive any ceasefire proposal after President Donald Trump announced a ceasefire between the two countries. A senior Iranian official told CNN that Iran would continue to fight until it achieves lasting peace. The official added that it would view remarks from Israel and the United States as being a deception. Per the outlet, Iran has not received any ceasefire proposal and sees no reason for one, a senior Iranian official told CNN. The official said Iran would continue to fight until it achieves lasting peace and that it would view remarks from Israel and the U.S. as a deception intended to justify attacks on Iran's interests. At this very moment, the enemy is committing aggression against Iran, and Iran is on the verge of intensifying its retaliatory strikes, with no ear to listen to the lies of its enemies, the official said. The report of Iran claiming that there is no reason for a ceasefire comes after Trump announced in a post on Truth Social that a complete and total ceasefire had been agreed upon by Israel and Iran and that it would start at approximately 6 hours from now. Congratulations to everyone. It has been fully agreed by and between Israel and Iran that there will be a complete and total ceasefire in approximately 6 hours from now, when Israel and Iran have wound down and completed their in-progress final missions, for 12 hours, at which point the war will be considered ended, Trump wrote in his post. Officially, Iran will start the ceasefire and upon the 12th hour, Israel will start the ceasefire and, upon the 24th hours, an official end to the 12-day war will be saluted by the world, Trump added. During each ceasefire, the other side will remain peaceful and respectful. During an interview on Fox News, Vice President J.D. Vance praised Trump's announcement, noting that Trump had obliterated the Iranian nuclear program without having a single American casualty, the New York Post reported. The announcement from Trump came after Iran had fired ballistic missiles at U.S. bases in Qatar and Iraq, which were reported to have been intercepted without doing damage. Iran's strikes on the U.S. bases in the Middle East came after the U.S. launched massive precision strikes over the weekend on three key Iranian nuclear sites, Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz.